How old were you when you started to read Icelandic?
Oh, I started when I was about school age. Mm-hmm. I started a little bit.
Well, were you reading Icelandic before you went to school?
No, no, not at all, no. Mm-hmm. So they didn't go out of their way to teach us Icelandic, you know, we learned it. Anyway.
What books did you learn to read Icelandic on? Like, was there any book in particular your parents used to show you?
Oh, they had the Stavros Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we had the Lagerberg Heimskringla. And there was Solskin, a section of Lagerberg. It is for the young people.
Mm-hmm. And who edited that part of the
Dr. Johannesson was the editor when that was started, I think.
And who was he?
Oh, he was a prominent doctor in Winnipeg here.
Did you ever have any dealings with him yourself?
Pardon me?
Did you ever have any dealings with him yourself?
With the doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to know him?
Well, my sister got diphtheria about 1921, and he came out with horse and cutter and a livery man from London, over 40 miles. It was in January, and he saved her. And nobody else got it.
What sort of payment would he get for this kind of work?
Pardon me?
What kind of payment would he get for doing that?
Oh, I don't remember. The livery was $35 for the... That's all I remember. And the doctor was a personal friend of my father's. He wouldn't press him. And he was a very kind man.